This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Chief Justice of India CJI Sanjeev Khanna has constituted a three-member committee as part of the in-house inquiry to probe the allegation against Justice Yashwant Verma. The three-member committee comprises Justice Sheel Nagu, Chief Justice of the Punjab and Haryana High Court, Justice G.S. Sandhavalia, Chief Justice of the High Court of Himachal Pradesh, and Justice Anu Sivaraman of Karnataka High Court. The CJI has also asked the Chief Justice of the Delhi High Court not to assign any judicial work to Justice Yashwant Verma. Media reports had earlier said that a fire at the judge's house had inadvertently led to the recovery of unaccounted cash. The Supreme Court Collegium had then decided to repatriate Justice Verma back to the Allahabad High Court, his parent High Court. India has doubled its gross domestic product, GDP, in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025, according to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, IMF. With this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after the US, China, Germany and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon as the latter's GDP grew nil in the past decade. In comparison, the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. The centre has withdrawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st of April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to farmers while maintaining affordability of onion to the consumers at a crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following expected arrival of rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, higher production of crops during the rabi season, including onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in coming months. The export duty of 20% had been in place from 13th of September last year to ensure domestic availability. The Indian Embassy in Qatar is providing all possible assistance in the matter of detention of an Indian national, Amit Gupta, by Qatari authorities in relation to an ongoing investigation. Sources said the embassy is in touch with the family and lawyer representing Amit Gupta and Qatari authorities on a regular basis. Niti Aayog Vice Chairman Suman Berry has stated that India is reshaping its development paradigm and is at a crucial juncture, poised to become a global economic powerhouse. Speaking at the 31st Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday, he discussed aspects of competitive and cooperative federalism. Mr. Berry highlighted Niti Aayog's role in policy making and informed that the organization has launched a state Niti workshop series focused on key socio-economic development of the states. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta yesterday said that the state government has received more than 10,000 suggestions for drafting the upcoming Delhi budget. Addressing a press conference in the national capital, she assured that this budget will fulfill the promises and improve the standard of living of all sections of the society. She added that through this public dialogue, this budget is not of the government, but the budget of the people of Delhi. The budget session of the Delhi Assembly will commence from Monday till 28th of this month. This will be the first budget after the BJP-led government came to power in Delhi. In the inaugural match of the Indian Premier League IPL T20, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 7 wickets at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Put into bat first, KKR scored 174 for 8 in stipulated 20 overs. Skipper Ajinkya Rahane made highest 56 runs, while opener Sunil Narine also contributed with 44 runs. For RCB, Krunal Pandya bagged 3 and Josh Hazlewood picked up 2 wickets. In reply, RCB overhauled the target in 17th, riding on 95-run opening partnership between Virat Kohli and Philip Salt. Chase master Kohli remained not out on 59. And with that, we end this news bulletin.